previous shiur on Kelayim Betzitzis, the Rav interpreted Tosfos in Menachas Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that the issue of whether or not one has to be rodef, he has to buy himself a beged, make sure that he guarantees the kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis, or he doesn't have to do so. Tosfos says this depends upon whether tzitzis is a chovas gavra, and then chayev adam lirdof achreha, or whether tzitzis is a chovas talis, and even a kli kufsa is chayev betzitzis, then eino tzarech lishtadil lekaima. And the Rav explained it as follows. Just to repeat, he says that if tzitzis is a chovas gavra, there's a definite mitzvah begufo shel adam. There's an obligation incumbent upon a person's body with a definite, defined maisa mitzvah that has to be fulfilled. In that sense, tzitzis, like esrog, matzah, and tefillin, requires a levisha. And in such a case, we can apply the logic that a person has to be rodef the mitzvah like he does in all the other cases of a chovas haguf. He's got to run around and get himself a talis with four knuffos, put on tzitzis, and wear the beged. However, if the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chovas mana, then there's no definite defined maisa mitzvah. The levisha is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to equip the beged with tzitzios. The hatola of the tzitzis on the beged, even though he makes a bracha on that hatola, it is not a maisa mitzvah in the strict sense. There's no chovas mitzvah haguf with regard to chovas mana. The situation of the beged, the state of being of the beged, having four tzitzios, that itself is the kiyum mitzvah in the cheftza of the talis. In such a case, like in the case of makkah, there's no chiv to run around, buy myself a house with a roof so that I can equip my roof with a makkah, even though, again, I would make the bracha on the act of putting up the makkah, insofar as that's the way, that's the method I use to achieve, to obtain the mitzvah and implement it. So too here, in the case of hatolas tzitzis al taliso, he would recite a bracha on that, but the mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is when the beged itself is equipped with dalid knuffos. That was the last point that we discussed. And once again, the issue of whether or not you would be at fault if you did not go ahead actively and find a beged with and equip it with tzitzis and wear it would depend upon chovas gavra versus chovas talis. However, Rashi, as quoted by Tosfos, understands that the possibility of punishing someone for avoiding, for circumventing the chiyuv of tzitzis, does not depend upon how you define the mitzvah, whether it's a chovas gavra or a chovas mana. And the Rav explained that, according to Rashi, one could suggest that even if tzitzis is a chovas mana, nevertheless, one might be required to go ahead and buy and obtain such a beged in order to fulfill the chovas mana. That too is a mitzvah. Today, we want to discuss another possibility which the Rav suggests to explain Rashi Shita. And Rashi holds that even according to the Man D'Omar that tzitzis is a chovas mana, it also has a kiyum of levisha. We don't have to say that according to Rashi, chovas mana generates a chiyuv of redifah or a mitzvah, he has to buy a beged, but rather, chovas mana is only one dimension of a two-dimensional mitzvah. And even if I hold chovas mana, I still admit that there is a kiyum levisha with a mitzvah pe'ula shebegufo of levisha. So there are two kiyumim, even if I hold chovas mana. And those were the two parashas that we spoke about, the parasha in Bishala, in Shlach, and the parasha in Kitetze. Therefore, it's very possible that even if I hold chovas mana, insofar as there's also a kiyum pe'ula of levisha sagavra, therefore, with regard to that, in relationship to that aspect, that dimension, that kiyum, I have to run around and see to it that I can fulfill that mitzvah. But Rashi would agree that if I would isolate the chovas mana, the kiyum and the chefza, then there's no chiv to be rodev, just like we said it by makeh, and you could say it by mezuzah. Rashi would have maintained that there are two kiyumim to the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if I hold chovas mana. The only machlokas between chovas gavra and chovas mana, according to Rashi, then, would be whether or not a kli kufsa, even without levisha, is chayev in tzitzis. And therefore, the talis has a chovas beged hamachayeves b'tzitzis, even if a person doesn't wear the beged, that's according to the mani omer chovas mana. But insofar as a person wearing the beged, he would have, even according to that mani omer, two kiyumim, because tzitzis is a two-dimensional mitzvah, and therefore one would have to be rodev, the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if I hold chovas mana, insofar as it has an element of chovas kiyum gavra, of mitzvahs shebegufo shalom, namely levisha. I just want to think out loud that according to the Rav Svara, it's possible that since, according to the Man Yomar Chovas Mana, there are two kiyumim in the mitzvah of tzitzis, then it makes sense to suggest that the full-fledged kiyum of mitzvahs tzitzis b'shlemus would be a fulfillment of both dimensions. That means when I put on the beged, and now I have a chovas gavra of levisha plus a chovas hatolas tzitzis in the cheftis shel beged, then and only then do I fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis b'shlemus. And perhaps in that sense, we can utilize the chovas gavra within the matrix of chovas mana to set up the shiurim, the definition of what beged is chayiv in tzitzis. So the Gemara postulates that even if I hold chovas mana, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis in tachrichim, because tachrichim are enom ru'uyim l'levisha. You can't wear them, they're asur b'hanah. So you have a beged, I'm enjoined from benefiting from the beged, the beged doesn't lend itself to any sort of levisha, and the Gemara says such a beged is potter from tzitzis, even according to the man yomer chovas mana. And the question is why? I mean, if you look at the beged, it has all the dimensions and the conditions that generate the chiv tzitzis as a chovas mana. Why am I potter? So what if it's not royal levisha? Levisha is not an element here. But perhaps we could say that since levisha, even if I hold chovas mana, is an additional dimension to the mitzvah of the kiyum of tzitzis, and the kiyum of tzitzis b'shlemus would be two-dimensional with levisha as a kiyum in the gavra and hatolas tzitzis begufo shel beged as a kiyum in the cheftza, perhaps the mitzvah in the cheftza is defined by the full-fledged mitzvah, namely that the beged itself lends itself to a kiyum chovas gavra, because it lends itself to levisha. A beged that's completely mufka from levisha is therefore mufka even from the kiyum begufo shel talis. It doesn't have a shame beged as far as generating the chovas mana, unless it's royal levisha. Why would I need a beged a royal levisha to the exclusion of tachrichi mes? Because levisha is an element to be reckoned with even within the framework of chovas mana. Because as the Rav postulates in Rashi, there are two kiyumim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. There's gavran, there's chefza, even if I hold chovas mon. The Rav now continues by proving Rashi shita from the words of Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, holds, he waves the banner of kli mana, of kli kufsa, chayv b'tzitzis. But yet, on the other hand, it was Shmuel himself, on the previous Amud Daf Mem Amud Beis, who maintains that Tcheles ain ba mishum kelayim. And offhand, this would be very odd. Since Shmuel holds Chovas Mana, there's no kiyum levisha at all, as far as the Gavra is concerned, Why would there be a heter of kalayim b'tzitzis? Let him take the beged, put on tzitzis in a kalayim situation, and leave it b'kufso without wearing it. He fulfills his mitzvah of tzitzis as a chovas mana. And if there's no levisha, then there's no room to say esei dochelos aser. In fact, according to the simple pshat in Shmuel, who holds kli kufsa tzitzis a chovas mana, levisha is completely irrelevant and it would not generate any kiyum at all. It's completely metul kiyum. And if it's netul kiyum, if it has no kiyum to it, how could we possibly say esei dochalosa in that levisha? So where's the esei dochalosa to be matik alayim betzitzis? Let him leave the talis bekufsa. He doesn't have to wear it, and therefore he'll maintain on the one hand the mitzvah of tzitzis as it relates to the chefza, and on the other hand he doesn't violate the iser kilayim because there's no levisha. It must be that there's a mitzvah of levisha even according to Shmuel. But within the context of that levisha, we can apply the principle of esei dochalosasa. So for example, in the classical case, you have a beged shel sadim, and you put on tcheles, which is tzemer. You have tzemer b'pishton. That itself is kilayim. But when he wears the beged, he obtains a kiyum. And that mitzvah which he fulfills through that levisha is doche, the losase of kilayim. I just want to point out that this suggestion that according to Shmuel, who holds kli kufsa chayav v'tzitzis, that there's also a kiyum gavra kiyum levisha, this might work for Rashi, but many Rishonim, Tosis and the Rosh and others, the Bahag, they write that according to Shmuel, there's no bracha lis'atev b'shas levisha. When you put on the beged, Shmuel doesn't know, he doesn't recognize of any sort of a bracha of lisate, because according to Shmuel, the kiyum is in the hatolas tzitzis bebeged, even a kli kufso which has no levisha. According to the Rav in Rashi, at least, it would seem that there should be a bracha of lisate b'shas levisha, even according to Shmuel, because despite the fact that Shmuel has kli kufso as a chovas chefza, he also has a mitzvah of levisha and a kiyum in the gavra of his atvus b'tzitzis, and therefore there should be a bracha of lisatev. Those Rishonim who write that according to Shmuel there's no bracha of lisatev when he puts on this beged, they would certainly seem to be reflecting the other definition of Shmuel, that kli kufza as a chovas chefza chayav b'tzitzis is only as far as hatolas tzitzis ala beged, but the levish itself has no kiyum to it whatsoever, and therefore the bracha of lisatev is impossible. Now, even according to the opinion of Shmuel, kli kufza, as we said earlier, you need a beged that's royal levisha to the exclusion of tachrichei hames. And here's where you have the chiddush of the Oneg Yontif. He wants to understand, how do we reconcile the statement of Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Mem, to the effect that even on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, excuse me, who says that even Pishton, Chutei Pishton, Potrin Bebeged Shel Tzemer. How do we reconcile that with the famous principle of Reish Lakish that you need a situation of the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? So let's explain. In the case, as we discussed in the past, in the case of a Beged Shel Tzemer, there's nothing compelling you to enter into a situation of Kelayim. The Chutei Tzitzis, whether they be Tcheles or Lavan, can be and should be made of Tzemer. Why does Rabbi Yehuda state in Menachos Daf Lamed Tes that Shel Pishton Potrin the Beged Shel Tzemer? Who asked him, who forced him to put on Chutei Pishton, meaning Lavan, on this Beged Shel Tzemer? He could have easily have taken, you know, classical Chutei Tzemer. And this seems to contradict and undermine the Shita of Reish Lakish. Nobody, to our knowledge, disagrees with Reish Lakish. that only if it's the Efshalakaim Shneim do we apply Esei Dochalos, but if it's Efshalakaim Shneim, like this case of a Beged Shel Tzemer, why not be Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis with chute tzemer? Who forces you to be Mekayim the mitzvah with chute pishton? So why then does Rabbi Yehuda maintain that you can patter up your Beged Shel Tzemer with chutim of pishton? Says the Onig Yontif that Rabbi Yehuda as a Talmud of Shmuel holds that kli kufta chayovim be tzitzis. And the Onig Yontif explains that if you hold kli kufsa chayovim b'tzitzis, then you need, and yet, as we discussed, the Gemara established that you need a beged haroi l'levisha. There's no kiyum l'levisha, but the beged itself has to lend itself to l'levisha, l'afuki kelayim. Now, what's going to happen if you have a beged shel sadin, and you want to put tzitzis on it? You're obviously chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if you hold chavos mana. But again, that beged has to be royal levisha. And the levisha itself is not a kiyum, so there's no mitzvah b'shas levisha to be doche, the lav of kilayim. So when you put tzitzis on a beged shel pishton, let's say, for example, in that case, then, okay, I understand very well that since it's a chovas mana and you don't need levisha, then I would explain that there's no iser kelayim. But where would Esei Dochalos apply when he puts on that beged? And Shmuel needs a dechia here of the lav of kelayim in the case of a beged shel sadin, because otherwise the beged is ein roi levisha. And even kli kufsa chayov mitzitzis requires that the beged be roi l'levisha. Okay, so we understand very well that the Torah had to tell us within the context of kli kufsa chayov mitzitzis that esei docha lo saseh. But let's ask another question. Where's the esei to be docha the lo saseh? The levisha per se is not an esei. So the Onig Yontif says that according to the shita of Shmuel, of kli kufsa chayovim b'tzitzis, the only way we can understand that in the case of a sadin, that means a garment that's made of linen, that you could be mekayim the kli kufsa, you could be mekayim the chovas mana, we can only understand that if we have what's called hutra, meaning that Torah was matir kelayim in a situation of tzitzis. That makes the beged royal levisha, because otherwise, since we hold that kli kufsa chayov mitzitzis, there's no kiyum levisha, we cannot apply the principle of esei dochalosase. Because the moment he puts on this beged of pishon that has kelayim in it, there's no mitzvah on the gavra that's being docha the lav of levisha's kelayim. So the Onig Yontif says, therefore, we have to generate our loch of hutra, that the Torah was matir kelayim b'makom tzitzis, according to the sheet of Shmuel. And that will explain why Rabbi Yehuda, as a Talmud of Shmuel, maintains that you can put chutim shel pishton, as lavan, on a beged shel tzemer. Because if the Torah was matir, the iser kelayim, then I don't have to apply the principle of Reish Lakish, of efshalakayim shneim, efshalakayim shneim. All that only applies in a scenario of dechia, but if we have hutra, then there's no need to be docha. And therefore we understand very well that according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care if you put chute lavan of pishton on a beged shel tzemer, even though you could have done it otherwise, it doesn't matter, there's no kelayim b'tzitzis. And all that, I think, according to the Onig Yontif, is because in order to set up a beged as a beged royal levisha to fulfill the sheet of Shmuel of kli kufta chayovim b'tzitzis, you must be able to say hutra. You can't say dchuya, because at the point of levisha there's no kima mitzvah to be docha, so you have to say hutra. And once you say hutra, you understand very well why shall pishton potrin beveged shall tzemer. According to the Rav's approach, however, against the Onig Yontif, there's nothing to talk about, because even if I hold kli kufta chayovim b'tzitzis, I still maintain that there's a kiyum gavra in the levisha, and I can apply esse docha losase. And then hadru kushal leduch, we don't understand why shall pishtan pochum v'shal tzemer, since we have the principle of Reish Lakish of efshal kaim shneim. There was nothing compelling him to put chute lovan of pishtan on the beged shel tzemer. The Rav now asks Akasha. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph is the source for Chovas Talis, and the Gemara maintains that at the time of the Asiyah you recite a bracha. The Gemara further says that according to Chovas Gavra, the bracha is recited not at the time of the Asiyah, but rather at the time of Atifa. And offhand, this would contradict the Rav's Yesod in explaining Rashi that even according to Chovas Mana, there still is a Kiyum Gavra through the Maisa Levisha Begufa. So why shouldn't there be a bracha at the time of the Atifa? The Gemara says that if you hold Chovas Talis, the bracha is B'shas Asiya, because that is the Gemara Mitzvah. Why is that the Gemara Mitzvah? After all, he needs Levisha in order to obtain the full-fledged mitzvah, meaning to gain that dimension of the Kiyum Chovas HaGavra of Levisha. Therefore, the Gemara would seem to imply that if you hold Chovas Mana, the Gemara mitzvah is B'shas Asiya, whereas our explanation in Rashi, says the Rav, assumes that the Gemara mitzvah is B'shas Atifa, and that's the Kiyum Gavra element in Tzitzis, and that's true even if I hold Tzitzis Chovas Mana. So the Rav says that kash is not a kash at all, because what the Gemara means to say is that there is a kiyum of asiya according to the Mandi Rechovas Mona, and that kiyum of asiya requires a bracha. It's true that there's an additional kiyum of atifa al yidei agavra, but that doesn't in any way undermine or negate the bracha on the hatolas hatzitzis to be mekayim the klikufsa. What the Rav does not address here, as far as I can tell, is how many brachos does someone who sits on his begin and then wear the begin recite? Because if we're following Chovas Mana, then it would seem logically that since there are two dimensions here, each one of which independently generates a mitzvah, there should be two brachos on the two, respectively on the two kiyumin. So there should be one bracha on the asiyas hatzitzis and another bracha subsequently on the levisha, on wearing the tzitzis as a kiyum chovas gavra. Perhaps the answer to that question is that one bracha covers both of those dimensions. So for example, we have something similar in tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad, and the Gemara says, "Sach bein tefillah tefillah, you have to be mevarach al mitzvahs tefillah when you put on the shel rosh. Excuse me, but other than that, one bracha would suffice. And perhaps something similar goes on here with the chovas asiyas atzitzis, according to the Ma'adi Omer chovas mona, and later on the levisha. One bracha covers both, insofar as both are chiyuvim under the same parsha that emanate from the same mitzvah of tzitzis." Now, I just want to point out one other important point here. Is there an asiya of levisha according to the Mandi Omer Chovas Mana? And the Rav assumes that there is. The Rav assumes here in this paragraph that we just discussed that there is a pu'ulas mitzvah, and therefore we make a bracha on hatolas hatzitzis, the bracha on the asiya. Again, we're going to Shmuel, make sure we understand that, who holds tzitzis chovas mana, and the bracha for sure is on the asiya, because that itself is a pu'ulas mitzvah. That's the Rav's language here, and I don't understand exactly how to reconcile that with our discussion last time. The Rav clearly stated that the mitzvah of chovas mana and tzitzis is miskayemis mi'elav automatically because of the state of being in which he's wearing a talis mitzuyetzes, and the levisha is not a maisa mitzvah Now the Rav seems to be assuming that there is a Maisa Mitzvah, even if I hold, even with regard to that dimension, that Kiyum of Chovas Talis, there is a Maisa Mitzvah. And that's why the Rav says clearly the Gemara establishes that you make a bracha on the Asiyah. There the Rav said, and I'll just quote his words, he says, Vasiya mechadeshes es hachefza shal mitzvah. The goal of Asiyah in the case of Hatolas Tzitzis al Bigdol Aman Yom Rechovas Talis is to create a chefza shal mitzvah that facilitates the kiyuma mitzvah sheba akrakach me'elov, which is automatic. It's not active, it's passive. It's not a maisa, it's a state of being. And he compares it to Micah. Here, with regard to the issue of the bracha, the Rav says up front that hatolas hatzitzis krucha pu'ulas hamitzvah. He clearly defines hatolas hatzitzis as a pu'ulas hamitzvah. So apparently there are two dinim in defining a pu'ulas hamitzvah, according to Bani Omar, chovas mona, chovas talos. One is if you're addressing the issue of lirdof achareha. Do I have to run around in order to implement this maisa mitzvah? And the answer is, since it's a chovas mona, I don't have to do so. Because again, as we said, according to the Rav, and this was last year, the halacha being rodef after a mitzvah is conditional on the fact that there's a mitzvah shebegufo. And here in the case of chovas mona, there's no mitzvah shebegufo. That's Tosu Shita. So that's as far as the issue of whether I have to be rodef achareha. But there's an entirely different issue, which the Rav addresses now, as far as the mitzvah is concerned. And even if I have a mitzvah where I don't have to be rodef achareha, because it's lacking that definition of a maisa mitzvah begufo, and nevertheless, insofar as this maisa sets up a kiyum, it requires a bracha. Now the Rav comes full swing back to address his opening question. Let's just summarize his opening question. In our Chaim Simon Ches, we have the Beis Yosef and we have Rambah. The Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo with regard to Talis Katan, E mivarchen olav lis'ate p'tzitzis ela al mitzvah tzitzis. We shift the classical nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah in Talis from lis'atev to al mitzvah tzitzis in the case of a talis katan. And indeed, that's the minhag. The Darkei Moshe goes even a step further. He says, haminhag levarach al mitzvah tzitzis regarding a talis katan. And he says, because we're choshesh to that shita in the poskim, that you're not yotzei the mitzvah tzitzis with a talis katan, because it's eino roi l'levisha. But then the Ramah says, Lachain lo mevarchem lis'atev. Yeah, because of that shita that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis in a talis katan, because there's no ituf, therefore, without ituf, the mitzvah is completely gone. And yet, the same Darkei Moshe says that we're going to shift the nusach habracha from lamid lis'atev to al mitzvah tzitzis. But there's an obvious problem here. We mentioned this, the Rav asked this kash at the very beginning of the first shia. How could it be that Yechoshesh for the Bani Omer says that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you'll change the Nusach HaBracha? What does it help you to change the Nusach HaBracha? At the end of the day, the Bracha itself is a Bracha Vatolah. There's no mitzvah here. So the Rav now is going to explain the Kolbo and the Ramah based on the breakthrough that he established before, the two dimensions, the two kiyumim in the midst of tzitzis. He suggests the following. He quotes the Mardechai in Hilchas Tzitzis, Kasa Rabbeinu Shimshon Zal, etc., etc., the Osam Taliso Sha'osim V'Ashkenaz V'Em K'min Malbu She'yeshla Beis Tzavar V'Chetzi L'Fon V'Chetzi L'Chorov. What about these ponchos that have a hole for your head right in the middle of this rectangular beged? But on the other hand, you cannot cover your head with that beged. And Rabbeinu Shimshon, quoted in the Mordechai, says, "Ein ze min ha-mufchar." This is not really our first choice in Talis. Why delo mikri asher techasaba? In other words, you have to be able to cover your head, which you can't do here. In this case, is a hole that you put your head through. Mashma shitzach shehel of shem malbush roy lechasos olav. So it seems that the precondition for the mitzvah of tzitzis is that you have a beggar that you can wear, you can cover your head, you have what's called ituf. Rabbeinu Shimshon here in the Mordechai makes reference to Atifas HaRosh and Avelus. There's something called Atifas HaRosh, which is a prerequisite in the midst of Tzitzis. The Rav now quotes the Nemuki Yosef, also in Hilchus Tzitzis, and he says that this is an issue. Back and forth, you can vacillate, is Atifa an indispensable prerequisite for Tzitzis or not? He says, "Yesh min arishonim zal she'amru ki ein mitzvas tzitzis miskayemes ela batifas harosh." This seems to reflect the sheet of Rabbeinu Shimshon in the Mordechai. But the Nemuki Yosef goes a step further, and he says, "Uledivrayim ein mitzvas tzitzis vela talisos haktanim shenogu luvosh berov hamalchios." If you accept this approach, that Atifa is an absolute requirement, according to that sheet in Tzitzis, then the case of a Talis Katan is completely mufka from any mitzvah. The Einirikei. Uma shehoyu mevarchem l'satev, ze l'mitzvah min ha-mufkar, al mishrus adin kol ksus shel dal knofos chayavis b'tzitzis, aval pi she'ein bo kisui. So it seems that the Nemuki Yosef rejects the shita of those Rishonim and Rabbeinu Shimshon that we saw in the Mordechai, that you need Ituf HaRosh for the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's a precondition. He seems to reject this. And he says, therefore, a ksus of dalek knafos, even if it's not roy le'ituf, nevertheless is chayevis b'tzitzis. And it's got a shame malbush, and it's chayv in tzitzis. So the Rav now suggests somewhat of a revolution, a very, very creative idea. He says that the Kolbo and the Ramah, who downgrade the bracha on a talis katan from lihis atev to al mitzvah tzitzis, the Ramah even goes a step further, he says the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis in the case of a talis katan is recited after he already put on the beged, foregoing the principle of overlas yosan. But to understand the shita, says the Rav, we have to make a fundamental distinction between tzitzis, if you hold chovas gavra, and tzitzis as a chovas chefetz, chovas talis. When we're dealing with tzitzis as a chovas gavra of levisha, a maisa and a kiyum bil gufo shel adam, then the gavra is not makayim his mitzvah of tzitzis as a mitzvah shebegufo unless he does ituf. Ituf is your definition of pe'ulas levisha, which engenders the chiyuv of tzitzis if I hold chovas gavra. But says the Rav, if I hold chovas mana, and for the kiyum of mitzvah tzitzis, I don't need atifa at all. All I need is levisha. In other words, that the beged should be royal levisha. Says the Rav, levisha ba'a lo l'chadesh pulas mitzvah ki im litzar shem beged b'cheftza v'rak be'inan she'ha'adam yehe lavush talis zu kedesh tikanes l'chlal ksus she'nitfeses. Very, very original idea, says the Rav. If you're asking whether or not Ituf is your precondition, whether or not Levisha without Ituf is sufficient, it all depends. If Levisha is the be-all and the end-all, meaning if everything is, every aspect of the Chiyuv, the mitzvah of tzitzis, inheres in Levisha, according to the Man Yomer Chovas Gavra, then we understand that Levisha has to reach up to the highest standards of Levisha, which includes Atifas Yishmeilim as well. If, on the other hand, the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chovas mana, so Levisha is really not important. All I need is that the beged should be royal Levisha. The halacha of Levisha, according to the Omer chovas mana, is halacha in the beged. It's my standard of which beged generates the chiyuv chovas mana to put tzitzis on that beged. But there's no din of Levisha. All I need is, let's call it, ksus lechasos bo. Ksus is mechasa the goof. That's called Levisha. So you have two definitions of Levisha. According to one definition of Levisha, we have to hit the highest standard, namely, it's got to be Atifa, it's got to be royal Atifa. According to the second definition, a beged needs to be royal Levisha, means that it has to be royal to any sort of Levisha whatsoever. That's a tnai in the beged. Says the Rav, all this depends upon the fundamental machlokas about the nature of mitzvah tzitzis. If it's a chovas gavra, and the mitzvah is engendered by the levisha, then you need the highest standard of levisha. What's levisha, par excellence? That's ituf, that you can swing it around your head, over your head. But if, on the other hand, the halach of levisha comes in through the back door, it's secondary, it's not prime, because I hold chovas mana, that really the basic mitzvah of tzitzis and its kiyum is to supply tzitzis to the beged, just that I need levisha in order to define the beged as a beged of levisha, then I don't have to demand, I don't need to require the highest standards of levisha, namely ituf, even without ituf, as long as it's machasa the goof, that's okay. And therefore the Rav suggests the following, that in the case of a talis katan, true that you would have to forego and forfeit the kiyum shebeguf of the chovas gavra because it's not royal ituf. But that doesn't mean, therefore, that it drops down to zero and it doesn't register at all as a kiyum. The talis katan, despite the fact that it's not royal ituf to cover your head, but it is royal levisha, lechasos bo is gufo. And therefore, if you're defining the beged as far as tzitzis is concerned, this is a beged as far as tzitzis, despite the fact that it doesn't have the measurements of kedei ituf. If you're dealing with the question of kiyum, chovas gavra, b'mitzvah shebegufo, then we require ituf. And talis katan doesn't fit the mold. But we can still obtain, in the case of talis katan, a status of a beged or royal levisha, which would facilitate the possibility of being mekayim the mitzvah hatolas tzitzis al bigdo, if you hold chovas mana. Let's read a little bit of the Rav's language here. He says, "Lachein betalis gadol shemis atif ba mamish v'yeshna peulas mitzvahs atifas atifas gufo mevarchlis atif." Baram, betalis katan she'ein mekayim b'chovas hagavra, is why not? Because it's not royal atifa, and rak chovas hatalis miskayemes shenikreis ksuscha shetchasiva. Says the Rav, as ein mevarchim belamed. We can now understand not only why, in the case of talis katan, we drop the language of lisatev, and why, nevertheless, despite the fact that the talis katan is not royally ituf, meaning for atifas arash, nevertheless, there still is a mitzvah of tzitzis in the case of a talis katan, insofar as the talis is roy lulavisha. And therefore, if you hold chovas mana, you can obtain the kiyum of chovas mana in the cheftza shel talis. If we hold chovas gavra, at least we have the second dimension of the chovas cheftza shel talis in the case of a talis katan. But we cannot make the bracha of lisatev. So let's take the bracha L'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, or whatever it might be. In other words, lasos tzitzis. What happens over here with the bracha? The bracha all of a sudden shifted from the lamed to the al. I mean, there are many possibilities for the bracha that could still maintain the lamed. The answer is, says the Rav, that the al indicates a mitzvah in the cheftza, whereas the lamed indicates a mitzvah of pu'ulas hagavra. And the Rav points this out, that this is at the heart of the sugya of brachos with regard to Birchas HaMitzvah in Masechta Pesachim Daf Zayin, whether or not we should recite the bracha with a lamed or with an al. And the Gemara establishes that if the mitzvah is efshal l'kaima yedei shliach, then the bracha shifts from a lamed to an al. Says the Rav, the fact that the mitzvah lends itself to shlichus proves that it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, which would only be limited to a certain pa'ula. But rather, the kiyum is me'elov, as we said, it's automatic, through the cheft itself. Says the Rav, when the mitzvah is any chol is kayim al yedei shliach, or in the case of Talis Katan, where the mitzvah is in the gufo shel beged, because the beged is royal levish, that's called chovas mano akim chefta, in these cases the bracha is with an al. In other words, the difference between a bracha with a lamed and a bracha with an al is very fundamental. The lamed reflects the chovas gabra to implement a certain pa'ula, a certain maisa shebegufo. The bracha with an al is indicative of the fact that the cheftza has a kiyum to it. Which I don't understand. According to the Rav, I would think that the bracha in the case of a talis katan should be with an al, that I understand. And in makeh, the bracha should be with an al. But then, why is shechita with an al? I would think shechita relates to the maisa shechita. I don't know. And furthermore, the Rambam paskens at the end of Hilchos Brachos that with regard to the mitzvah of Mila, what bracha should we use, Lamul or Ala Mila? So the Rambam says it depends who's actually doing the Mila. If the father is doing the Mila personally on his son, then the Rambam establishes the bracha as Lamul, which I don't understand, because the Rambam then goes on to say that if the mitzvah of Mila is done through a shliach of the father, then the bracha shifts to Al. But according to the Rav, any mitzvah which could be fulfilled through a shliach, that defines the mitzvah as not a maisa shebegufo, but a mitzvah in the cheftza, so that even if the father himself is personally being mal his son, I don't understand why the bracha is lamul. So perhaps one could say that according to the Rav, I mean, this is already speculative, that maybe the Rav would say that Enochinami Mila falls onto two categories. And so far as there's a dimension of the Maisa Mila Begufo, that means when the father himself implements the Mila, it becomes a mitzvah. Begufo means a Chovas Gavra in the full sense of the term. Whereas the other dimension of Mila is to see to it that the child is mahul. So if we're relating to the child as so to speak, a kiyum chefta, then you can send a shliach. But since there's another dimension to the mitzvah of Mila, namely the chovas gavra, the maisa Mila, therefore we don't reduce the bracha from a lamed to an al. We maintain the original nusach of a lamed, because that lamed reflects the kiyum chovas gavra of the maisa mila. But the Rambam wants to establish that only applies if the father is circumcising his son, because then, and only then, is he obtaining a kiyum chovas gavra of the maisa mila. So that has to be reflected in the lashon of lamul, with a lamed. But once he gives the mila over to a shliach, then he's in effect forfeiting that special mitzvah shebegufo, the chovas gavra, and the only thing he could hope and pray to obtain is the chovas cheftz of a gemalta child, of a mohul. So therefore we're making a bracha not on the maisa mila now in the case of the shliach, but on the status and the state of being mohul. So the bracha has to reflect that, and therefore the bracha is with an al and not with a lamet. That's in the case of a shliach. The Rav continues and he says, "B'tal is gadol shehal lovsha mekayim mitzvah shebegufo hatifa is mevarchim l'satif." So the lamed and the ituf are front stage, high profile in the nusach habracha, because the tal is gadol that lends itself to atifa, and these are the shittas that hold that atifa is a requirement in the chovas gavra. But if on the other nu lovesh tal is katan, Now what does he have in this case? He has a beggar that's royal Lulavisha, but not royal Latifa. Clearly the bracha cannot in any way, shape, or form express or relate to the Atifa. That's fine. But moreover, the bracha has to be indicative of the fact that the kiyum is a kiyum chefta. And a kiyum chefta requires a bracha with an al, like in the case of Makeh, in other cases, Eruvi Chatzeros. You know, in these cases, the bracha is with an al, because it reflects the fact that the kiyum that you're obtaining is only a kiyum in the chefta, in the state of being, not in the actual physical action. And that's what the Ramah means when he says the following. He says, "Lachein lo tiknu lashon mivarchem lisatef olihislabesh." He's talking about a talis cotton. The oz hamimash for the achshav mekayim mitzvah kahoga, meaning he gains the mitzvah shem gufa, the kiyum of chovas gavra, and that he cannot do according to the Ramah because he doesn't have the possibility of a tifus or rosh. Rak mivarchem Hashem yisprach she nasan lano mitzvah tzitzis. That's from the fact that the Ramah employs the term kitikuna, and he says that if you don't have the possibility of ituf of ativas harosh, the mitzvah is not kitikuna, meaning it's not a perfect 100% mitzvah. This means that the mitzvah now is cut in half. You know, it's devoid of the element of Chovas Gavra and Maisa Ituf, but what it does have is the Kiyum Chovas Chefta Shel Talis. And that's called the Mitzvah Shelo Kitikuna, because Kitikuna would have been, had it been royally Ituf, Kidei Ituf, and he'd make the Bracha beforehand with the Lisatev, the Lamed, and the mentioned Ituf, but now that he has only a Talis Katan, so even though he has a kiyum mitzvah, but it's not ketikuna, meaning the kiyum is only in the chefta. Whenever the kiyum is in the chovas chefta and the chovas gavra is completely gone, the brach has to reflect that, and it shifts from a lamed to an al. The Ramah adds that therefore the takana was to recite this bracha al lishaavar, meaning after he already put on the beged, and this once again would indicate that the bracha is not on the pu'ula, but rather on the chefta. Meaning that this chefta of a beged has been equipped with dalet tzitzios, and it's got a levisha to it. That levisha, even though it's not a levisha sheish ba'kiyum, but nevertheless it's a levisha in the mundane, so to speak, secular sense, which is all we need to set up a beged, is a beged that's chayv in tzitzis. It's roy, it's nitfas in kisui, in being a ksus to mibachas gufo. And I'm very much reminded here, if I can interject, of a different chiddush of the Rav, which I think conceptually, in terms of the methodological approach and the structure, is absolutely identical. The Rav speaks about counting sphere at night and counting sphere by day, according to by the Omer, who says Lila is ma'akev, and the Rav interprets the Bahag as saying that you can recite, you can count, and you should count sphere by day if you missed it at night, but yet you drop the brach, the Rav says, because at night, when you chayv in the mitzvah, the sphere is a sphere shel mitzvah, on that you can make a birchas a mitzvah. During the day, there is no mitzvah. And the reason why you're counting Omer during the day is only to facilitate your ability to continue counting without having to have lost the progression, the tmimos, from one day to the next. But what the Rav is clearly setting up here are two categories. One is a sphira, sheyesh bo kiyum mitzvah, and the other is a sphira bialma, it's a maisa sphira, which allows me to continue tomorrow, but I can't make a brach on the maisa sphira. The Rav here, in defining levisha, has two categories of levisha. There's a levisha sheyesh bo mitzvah, the kima mitzvah is inherent in the act of levisha, that's called chovas gavra, and then you have a levisha which is completely mufka, it's completely excluded from being a levisha shel mitzvah. That levisha is only necessary as a secular act to set up the beged as a beged haroi levisha. It's a beged shel lovshim also. And the nafkamina is that now the chovas mana, the chovas cheftz of talis emerges based on the fact that even though it's a talis cut and it's not royally ituf, but it is roy lechasos es gufo. Notice that this is very different from the svara that we wanted to suggest, that the Chovas Gavra, in a sense, is a spin-off, excuse me, the Chovas Chefta is a spin-off of the Chovas Gavra, and that even within the context of the Chovas Chefta, you need a Beged Royal Levisha, as opposed to Tachrichim Shalmes, because the Beged has to be right to the Mitzvah B'Shlemus. The Rav clearly is undermining that approach, rejecting it completely, because if for the Chovas Chefta and its Kiyum you would need a royal Shlemus HaMitzvah, then it's got to be royal Levisha Sheyesh Bo Ituf, according to this Shita of the Kolbo and the Ramah that require Ituf as a prerequisite for the Mitzvah of Tzitzis B'Torah Chovas Gavra. You see clearly that the definition of the Beged as far as the Chovas Mon is concerned is not impacted by the Kiyum Gavra of the Maisa Levisha. Because if it were, then Ituf would be required even as far as the Kiyum Chovas Mana to define the Beged as a Beged Legabit Tzitzis, it's got to be a Beged Aroy Latifa. But from the fact that the Rav is substituting, say, no, all you need is a Beged Aroy Levisha, which includes Talz Gatten, and that itself generates the Chovas Chefta of Hatolas Tzitzis al Bigdo, you see that you don't need a Beged in the capital Beis of Beged that would be roy to the Shlemus HaMitzvah, even for the Kiyum Chovas Gavra. So from the Rav's perspective, the Chovas Gavra and the Chovas Mana seem to be working in a sense independently, because your definition of a mitzvah of the Gavra is Levisha with Ituf, and in the case of the Kiyum Chefta, it's Levisha greater, Levisha Bialma, without Ituf. So that really separates, it wedges between the two dimensions of Tzitzis, the Chovas Gavra and the Chovas Mana. The reason why I find this a little bit odd is that even if you don't want to go as far as we wanted to go, that the Chovas Gavra comes first and the Chovas Chefta comes second, and therefore the Chovas Chefta has to be viewed in the shadow of the Chovas Gavra as a beggar that's roy for the Kiyum Chovas Gavra and Shlemus HaMitzvah, even if you'll reverse the sequence and you'll start with the Chovas Mana and then generate the Chovas Gavra through Levisha, which seems to be the way the Rav had said it earlier, two shiurim ago, when he suggested that before he suggested this entire breakthrough, that there is an additional kiyum, even if I hold Chovas Gavra, there's an additional kiyum in the mana and the beged itself. The Rav said the lumbus that led him to that conclusion was that in tzitzis the mechayev is in the beged, and the beged is mechayev, therefore each beged requires tzitzis. If you remember his discussion, why isn't it like esrig, that one esrig is enough? In the case of beged, of tzitzis, each beged that I wear, additional begadim, no matter how many of you ever required tzitzis, Allah the Rashiv is across the Rav of Scheinberg. So if the Rav is operating within the frame of the operative definition here, the Yesoda, Yesodas, and Shorash of Mitzvah Tzitzis is the Mechayev, is the Beged, it's very odd to me that your definition of a Beged to generate a Chiyuv Tzitzis is Kedei Levisha, not Kedei Ituf. Harai, you Mechayev the Mitzvah with a Bracha in the case of Talz Katan, which isn't Roy Ituf. And yet, when we get to Ituf, all of a sudden, we redefine the Beged and upgrade the standards and the demands of the Beged to Ituf, Tatifas Arash, to the exclusion of a Talz Katan. Which seems to indicate that the Machayev of Tzitzis is, in the Chovas Gavra dimension, is totally independent of the Machayev of the Beged itself, if we look at it from the perspective of the mitzvah, the Kiyum mitzvah of the Chefta. So I think what you're going to have to say, according to the Rav, is that there's a basic definition of a Beged, Le'inyan Tzitzis, and as far as the Kiyum Chovas Chefta is concerned, Enechinami, even a Talz Katan that's not Roy Latifa is sufficient. But then, when that Beged is Mechayev Tzitzis, even on the Gavra, a new element enters into the equation, maybe Levisha, and the Levisha of the Gavra now becomes a prerequisite for the Chovas Gavra. The mitzvah of Tzitzis is inherent in the Levisha. That generates new standards as far as a Beged of Levisha. So you've got a Beged of Tzitzis, You've got a beged of levisha. The beged of tzitzis generates and engenders the chovas chefta, and the beged of levisha engenders the chovas gavra, and requires levisha, requires a beged that's royally eituf. That's what it comes out. Now, just as an introduction to the next shiur in this series, and I think we're going to need two or three more because this article, this essay is very, very long, the Rav is going to hop back now to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Kelayim B'Tzitzis is Hutru, velo Hutchu, and the question that the Rav raises is, even if we grant this premise of Rabbeinu Tam, that Kelayim is Hutar B'Tzitzis, nevertheless, what's the Matir? And if you're going to say that the Matir is the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, then where's the Matir in the case where there's no Mitzvah? Meaning, once Rabbeinu Tam wants to extend the Heter of Kelayim B'Tzitzis to the case of Laila, of Sha'ula, of Isha, all these discussions that we had, but the question is, what's going to be Matir? You still need a Hutra. And the Hutra L'chora has to be a Mitzvah Tzitzis. And where is the Mitzvah Tzitzis in these cases of Laila and Sha'ula and Isha? Okay, we'll get back into this B'li Neder next time.